Well, Naz, first of all, how do you react to the vote that happened yesterday? Obviously, you voted against. Just what is the reaction today?
I think there's a somber mood. You know, it was a difficult decision for everybody, whether you voted for it or against it. So, yes, I think for me, it was disappointing. And I think for many of us, it was disappointing as well. And I think, to be fair, there isn't anybody who was pleased with having to vote for bombs. You know, ultimately, it was a very difficult decision to make for all parties.
I know that Judith Cummins, your Bradford South colleague, she was on the bench on the issue for quite some time trying to make her mind. I was wondering, have you been in contact with any of your Bradford colleagues or across Yorkshire? Or is this something you've really wrestled on your own conscience with on whether or not to, on which way to vote?
I've had discussions with other people, but it's about having a conversation with myself, really, and weighing it up, which is looking at what the Prime Minister presented and then looking at what I know to be my information and decided making a decision then. I've hardly met people in the lobby, but we've hardly had time to actually sit down. It has been really, really fast. We've not had time to sit down and really, really mull this over and discuss it. We had the weekend, you know, to look at things, and you read what you can and you try and get the best picture that you can, a balanced perspective.
Yesterday, during the debate, obviously Hilary Benn, a fellow Labour MP, gave a very rousing speech, and he got a round of applause afterwards, broke a bit of protocol in the process. What did you make of the speech?
In terms of a speech, in terms of the oratory, in terms of his skill set in delivering a speech, it will go down. You know, I witnessed history being made. Let's be clear about that. It was one of the best speeches that I've ever heard. And in terms of, from a leadership perspective, the conviction that Hilary Benn, in terms of his voice, his demeanour, all of it, was very, very passionate. In terms of the content of it, you know, that was Hilary Benn's perspective, and he's entitled to that perspective, and I respect him for having, you know, respect whatever decision he chooses to make. However, it's not something that I agreed with. It's not something, whilst the speech itself was delivered with passion, in terms of its content, it didn't persuade me to vote with Hillary.
And obviously for yourself, how disappointing was it that in the end the vote was cast that the bombings would begin?
It's very disappointing. You know, I struggled with it, it's something that was difficult. It was probably the most difficult day of my career in politics. Let's be clear, it wasn't an easy thing. It wasn't, it was very disappointing. However, I think we are where we are, and we have to now. You know, we're in a democracy, and that was what happened yet last night. Was people exercising that right to vote on behalf of constituents?
And Naz, I remember when you were first elected, when I was walking with you actually through Richard Dunn's interviewing you as you'd been elected. I was wondering, you've obviously been involved with the Labour Party at a time when Jeremy Corbyn has come in, and I was just wondering, how have you found life as Jeremy Corbyn being the leader, and how do you expect things to carry on from here?
To be fair, because I was very fairly new to politics, how it went about, how we went about it, the selection of leaders. You know, I wasn't supporting Jeremy for his leadership position, and the reason was because he, you know, I still have questions over his leadership. I don't have questions over his integrity. I think he's a very honest man, and I think he's, you know, to say he's been on the back benches for 30 years, he has had to really, really be on one hell of a learning curve. Does that, you know, I think it's with anything. For a new MP, I think one of the things that I found I struggled with was the politics of playing out things in the media. And I just expected a bit more leadership, and I haven't had that leadership. I think the thing that was disappointing for me is not having that kind of leadership that pulls things together, you know, during that campaign and after that campaign. And I'm still yet to find that, you know. So that's what I'm looking for, really, is somebody who's going to lead us to 2020.
No, definitely. And just on moving forward, like you said there about the leadership, but obviously it's going to be a very testing time now for the Labour Party, because, of course, the 66 MPs that voted for it, and there's an awful lot against it as well. What do you expect for the party? What are you really hoping for the party now just in the short term as well, over the next couple of months?
I think in the short term there's some conversations to be had on for those who voted and those who not. I think I don't know about the people before 2015, but what I can say about the 2015 intake is, regardless of where we're at, we have been really, really good at supporting each other and respecting each other's wishes. In terms of the way we have voted, and we're very united, and we have a lot of solidarity amongst us. So I'm really pleased about that. In terms of the older people who've been there longer, if you like, I'm not sure how this is going to pan out, because this is my first experience of it. I think people are having to unlearn lots of ways of doing things because of the new leadership. I think I have us newbies have an advantage over that, because we don't have to unlearn as much. So we can come in it with a fresh pair of eyes. I think there's quite a bit that we can. We have to have a lot of conversations, and we need to see where we're at with things. I think it's not the Labour Party. I don't think it's doom and gloom, as some would portray it. I think that's just a media hype. I think there's still a lot going in the right direction, and I'm pretty positive that we'll get through this and we will come out stronger.
And just one final question, Naz. Of course, David Cameron yesterday with the terrorism sympathises comment. What did you make of that? Do you think he should have apologised during the debate?
I think it was very, very disrespectful, distasteful. I think what it did for me, it didn't leave him in a very good light in terms of his leadership abilities. Because I think with leadership comes responsibility, and that responsibility includes words. I think he was very, very ill-advised in his decision not to. I think he wasn't the bigger man on the day, let's put it that way.